AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. When it comes to relations with Cuba, the president says the United States will no longer be imprisoned by the past.
The Cold War has been over for a long time. And I'm not interested in having battles that, frankly, started before I was born.
Obama is speaking at the Summit of the Americas in Panama today, where later he's set to meet with Cuban President Raul Castro privately, the first time leaders from the two countries will meet since the height of the Cold War. In his remarks at the summit, Castro praised Obama for moving to restore ties between the two countries and considering taking Cuba off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. An overflow of mourners has gathered in a South Carolina church to remember Walter Scott. A crowd so big, folding chairs were set up in a vestibule so more people could sit down. Scott was shot 8 times in the back by a police officer who's now charged with murder. People at the funeral remembered Scott as a people person with a great sense of humor. Police in London are on the defensive after a heist at a diamond storage facility. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Police acknowledge that a burglar alarm at the Hatton Garden safe deposit facility was triggered just after midnight on April the 3rd, the start of the Easter break, but no one was sent to check on it. The crime was not discovered until businesses reopened after the break.
The thieves spent hours in the deposit facility on 2 separate occasions over Easter weekend, drilling through 6 feet thick concrete walls in order to get into the vault. They stole the contents of more than 70 safety deposit boxes used by local dealers to store jewelry. Officials still haven't been able to put a price on the valuables taken. Pope Francis has proclaimed a special year of efforts by the Catholic Church to be more merciful and less judgmental. This is AP Radio News. Egypt's state-run news agency is reporting a criminal court has sentenced a dual U.S.-Egyptian citizen on a month-long hunger strike to life in prison. AP correspondent Merritt Kennedy.
Mohammed Sultan is the son of a prominent member of the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. He was arrested in August 2013, shortly after the ouster of Muslim Brotherhood President Mohammed Morsi, when security forces came looking for his father at his house. They didn't find his father at the time, but arrested him instead.
Sultan was found guilty on charges of financing an anti-government sit-in and spreading false news. Some Maine police agencies say they had no choice but to pay a ransom to computer hackers to get their police records back. Computers at the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office were recently infiltrated by a type of virus called ransomware, which locked the system and held the records hostage. The agency paid about $300 to get the files back. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.